The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 30th, and tomorrow's Halloween. Hey, you've tuned into the Klein Alley Show, and I love it.
Klein Alley Show.
You guys make me turn on K-Rock every f***ing day. I love it, fool. I'm bald, Hispanic, 6'1", tatted and and you guys make my morning every f***ing day. Love you guys.
Man, you a team, girl.
Right in the butt.
Is alive and they're headed to the World Series.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
This is the world famous
K-Rock. Oh, hell yeah. Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday. Here we are, Klein Alley Show. Back together again in your ear holes where we belong. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Morning.
What's your health status today? You were at 45% yesterday. Where do you think you're at right now?
You know what? I'm going to say today's a 50%.
50%. That is as good as we ever get around here. So congratulations. We are operating at maximum capabilities.
There were a few moments this morning where I would sniffle and get a whiff of something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like just yourself.
A little semblance of smelling things.
That's a terror. You're like, oh, God, what does that smell? Oh, that's me. Oh, God.
Oh, man. I don't know what's been going on the last 10 days with my own body odor, but I really look forward to finding out.
There's DJ Omar Khan, known as the Audio Sniper. You got Jake Z Nerd.
What's up?
Postmaster Johnny, the Churro Chaser in the back, and Vanessa. And Vanessa, later on this morning, will be giving away some tickets to see what great comedian at the Hollywood Bowl.
Vicky Gervais.
That's it. She's got a mouthful of food, and it actually was the clearest she's ever said it. What are you eating at 6:04 this morning?
Some goldfish pretzels.
Some what now?
Goldfish pretzels.
Got it. Perfect.
Breakfast of champions.
Got ourselves a great day planned for you today here at K-Rock, and also an opportunity for you to come into our studio and hang with us tomorrow. You know, they just announced this massive When We Were Young lineup for next year in Vegas again, and it's really crazy. And if you're feeling like you can't keep up, it seems like at this point it's almost impossible
to
keep up.
There's reunions upon reunions at that show. I mean, you have Blink-182, who is reunited, original band members together performing, and then you got Panic at the Disco, who broke up and said they'd never get back together again.
Feels like it was only a few short months ago. We sat in this room and we said this will be the final Panic at the Disco show ever because that guy, Brandon, wants to focus on being a dad. And I said, I am a dad, and I'll tell you.
Wears cough quick.
Yeah, you say I need to focus on it until you're kind of in the thick of it, and then you go, I got to focus on getting on the road again ASAP.
I know, because eventually you're just like, okay, when you're just consumed with that, with parenting and everything, then you feel like you start losing your identity as a human being, and you're like, I need to go be a human being.
Sometimes you got to refer to the toilet as the crapper. You can't refer to it as the potty, and it gets old, so you got to get on the road. When We Were Young, which will be back in Vegas almost a year from today. What a stacked lineup. Panic at the Disco, Back Together, Blink-182, Weezer, Avril, The Offspring, All Time Low, The Used. Yellow Card, Bad Religion, Simple Plan, Taking Back Sunday. The list goes on and on. Complete lineup is posted up on our socials at Klein Alley Show. We'll get you tickets to that show later this morning. But also, tomorrow, I have an opportunity for you to come in here on Halloween. And we will announce exactly how you can come in studio and win tickets to that show in Vegas. So if you're one of these people that goes, I can never get through on the phones. It's just busy and busy and busy. I've never won. Tomorrow you'll have a chance to come into this studio. Much easier to get into this studio than to get on the phones.
Oh, yeah. And you can prove yourself.
So we'll get into all of that coming up a little bit later this morning. We're here if you need us. 800-520-1067. Happy Wednesday. It's K-Rock. You know how you guys call me an idiot a lot? And I try to... Yeah, I just kind of brush it off and think that you're idiots, and really, I'm not an idiot.
You don't brush it off. You get all butt hurt about it.
Right. Well,
I assume
when you're calling me an idiot that you're just saying that because you're dealing with your own stuff. You don't really think I'm an idiot, but
we're just calling them like we see them.
Yeah. Fine. Well, yesterday I realized that I think that I am guilty as charged because the amount of idiotic things that I do on a consistent basis really does now kind of blow even my mind. Like, I think that's a new low for me being an idiot. And yes, there have been many things over the years I'm sure you could point to as examples of things. Wow, that Klein, he is really an idiot.
I don't think we need over the years. I think we just need over the days.
Over the minutes, I've done some things that make me an idiot. As you know, yesterday I sat here starving my effing self all show long because I knew I had to go give blood after the show, and I...
Oh, we heard about it off the air constantly.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Starving.
Oh, my God.
Ravenous.
I'm so ravenous.
Yeah, that's right.
So
very
dramatic.
Hungry. Well, I got there. I rushed there. Shouldn't have even driven. That's how lightheaded I was.
Oh, my God.
Got to the place. Went upstairs. Decided I'd try to get there early, thinking maybe they could jab me a little sooner so I could have a snack. In my pocket had a jerky ready to go, a Chomps. I was ready to just tear in as soon as they got my blood. And the woman says, you're early. I said, yeah, I know. I was hoping I could just get this over with so that I could start eating again. And she said, what do you mean start eating again? And I said, well, you know, because I can't eat before the blood. She goes, we never said that.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
And I said, what are you talking about? The whole reason I have to get retested is because you said the first time the blood levels were all out of sorts because I had eaten before. And she said, yeah, but the stuff that we're checking for today has nothing to do with food at all. It's creatine level. That doesn't. You can eat whatever you want. I said, you got to be kidding me. I've been sitting here starving since 8 o'clock last night, thinking I had to not eat. And she goes, where did you hear that? I said, I thought someone at your office told me that.
That's the thing is, you don't check. You assume.
I assumed.
You assume a lot.
Yeah, because she said, we got to retest blood. Maybe you ate. So I just assumed, all right, if I ate the first time and the blood was messed up, I won't eat this time and the blood will be fine.
Uh-huh. So what did you do?
I sat there. I was eating a.
I said, I'll be back. Now I'm going to be late because I have to go to In-N-Out.
I ran to In-N-Out and I had a double-double and came back and missed my entire appointment. And that's why I'm an idiot.
At that point, didn't you say, hey, can you just run all the tests, including the tests where you have to kind of like not eat?
I should have thought.
That's what any normal human being would do.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
You know what
I
did? Yes.
I pulled a beef stick out of my pocket as I was walking in. And I sat on the paper table as the woman jabbed my arm, started taking blood. One arm I had blood getting sucked out of me. The other arm I was eating Chomps. And then I went over to their Halloween candy bowl and I had about 12 pieces.
Nice. Did they have good stuff?
You're going to have to go through torture again.
Why?
Because they're going to eventually need to test you for the stuff that you need to starve yourself for.
I'm done with the blood. At this point, whatever.
What do you mean you're done with the blood? You have to get the stuff done.
No, I don't think he has anymore.
At some point, something's going to take me out, and I'll do my old school. This was all preventative. I'm not a preventative guy. You know me. I'm an after-the-fact kind of guy. Oh, it's a problem? Well, let's reverse it.
Yeah, but I feel like the doctor that you go to, they're like, I don't know. Let's retest for this. People are very testy.
They love testing. Because every time
they don't want to test for anything. They're like, you're probably fine.
Yeah,
I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think they've given up on.
Yeah, they're like, you're good. It'll wear off. It'll work its way through your system.
So like a stupid idiot, yesterday I completely fell off the wagon hardcore. Yesterday was a Krispy Kreme day. I started going nuts because I went like 8 hours.
What is the amount of blood they are taking from you? Is it a very, very tiny amount?
A couple of vials, I guess. I don't know how many pins that would
nothing,
be.
Dude.
Nothing.
That's nothing.
Right.
When I was
It's not like you're a blood hero where you're giving away a pint,
exactly.
Man.
And when I was pregnant, they had me do a round of blood work where they pulled out, I'm not even joking you, 15 vials. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
And they were like, I think you'll have just enough to get home.
Just
I was like, just enough blood?
Just
blood. Alex got to stop and get a transfusion on the way home just to get the rest of the way.
I mean, it was insane. Like, I was really tired after that. But two of them, you really shouldn't be affected whatsoever.
It was more than two, but regardless,
You just said it was two.
Yeah, dude.
She had... Allie,
it really did affect them, didn't it?
Blood isn't right.
Well, I think we're going to learn that. But I'm just saying, because I went on this forced wrong diet earlier in the day, I spent all of yesterday afternoon making up
forced.
For it. Well, it was in my head. I thought it was forced, and I have not.
You are an idiot.
I ordered a dozen Krispy Kremes last night, and I have three left.
Oh my gosh! You should have brought them.
That's a good point, Vanessa. Should have brought them. Favorite time of the day. Love paying the people here at K-Rock, especially because it's Allie's money up for grabs. When she loses, she's in a foul mood. When she wins, she gets a little bit cocky, but that will all change as the show goes on, I'm sure. Five questions all about the world and a brand new theme song left on the goat line.
She likes the crappy candy, but Dominic says boo. Oh. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Let's see if she's been paying attention at all. She's putting together the first batch of the ADD news as we speak, but will these questions overlap even a little bit? Let's say hi to Brandy in Azusa. Give Brandy a shot at your money. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Feeling smart?
Yeah. I mean, generally.
Generally smart. I like that confidence. Yeah, we'll go with overall. That.
It's about our level of confidence, I would say.
This is the right show for you. Allie's going to go ahead and sequester herself in a studio far, far away. I got five questions here. All about stuff going on in the world. And let's give Brandy her shot to answer first. And if you score better than Allie when all is said and done, you instantly get $100 richer. Your round of Allie Knows the News, Brandy, starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Yankees fans were ejected from Game 4 of the World Series last night for interfering with which L.A. Dodger?
Mookie Betts.
Question number two. Universal is getting ready to celebrate the 50th birthday of this famous feline.
Garfield?
Question number three. Starbucks is finally ditching this strange ingredient that they were trying to normalize by mixing with our coffee. What are they finally saying bye-bye to?
Olive oil.
Go to question number four. Residents in this SoCal city are being offered a $42 million buyout because their land is pretty much uninhabitable.
Palos Verdes.
And finally, calling off their engagement, this celebrity couple is calling it quits after 3 years together. One of them, I don't want to say anything else. This celebrity couple calling it quits, 3 years together, calling off the engagement. Which celebrity couple?
Justin Bieber, Haley, whatever her name is.
Okay. I'll accept that as an answer. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. Regardless, you've been a lot of fun. You did well. I hope you call back and play again in the future, win or lose. Allie's back in the studio. And let's see how she does. All news, all breaking, every answer you need if you ever want to win is out there in the world. Here we go. Question number one. Allie.
Yeah.
Yankees fans ejected from the game last night, the World Series, for interfering with which L.A. Dodger player?
Mookie Betts.
That is correct.
I would
not accept the fact that he caught that ball and they really wanted it out of his glove.
I know, prying it out of his glove.
It was unbelievable. I was actually impressed. I couldn't believe how strong Mookie Betts' hamstring was.
I know. This guy was prying it open in both of his arms and could barely get it open.
Correct. And a lot of people going, these guys, great seats, paid a lot of money probably to get thrown out of that game. Oh, that is.
And what inning did that happen? Was that early in the game?
Early enough.
Yeah.
That was the first inning.
Question number.
So then you miss almost the whole game.
Everything. Question number.
It was a good game for them.
Yeah.
For them. Great game. Question two. Universal is getting ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of this famous feline.
Garfield?
That's what she said as well. Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty. No one gets the point on that one. I know, it's a bummer. We go to question three, still tied up 1-1. Starbucks is finally ditching this strange ingredient that they were attempting to normalize by putting in our coffee.
Oh, olive oil.
She said that as well. Yes. That's right. They were giving
everyone the craps.
Everyone was turding out all over the place, and they finally said, let's go ahead.
We don't have enough strength in our bathroom system.
Go to question number four, tied up 2-2. Residents of the SoCal city are being offered a $42 million buyout because their land that they're living on is pretty much uninhabitable.
Yeah, Palos Verdes.
All right, Rachel Palverde, she got that as well. So you guys both have three. And now it comes down to this final question. Celebrity couple splitting after 3 years together, calling off their engagement. Which celebrity couple, after 3 years together, says, we will no longer be a couple and our engagement is kaput?
Is it Shawn Mendes and somebody because he's gay?
It's funny, she guessed something in somebody as well. And that is unfortunately not right.
Oh, I thought...
It was the celebrity couple of Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, final score puts us at one of those terrible ties, and unfortunately the way it goes around here is ties go to the house, but
there's
hey,
a
Brandy,
tiebreaker question?
Let's do it. You want a tiebreaker question?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
I think Brandy deserves it.
All right, Brandy. If Allie's willing to put if Allie is willing to put her money up.
And I actually feel confident today because for the first time I actually watched a World Series game.
And you're 50%.
Here we go. You ready, Allie?
Yeah, Jake's right. I'm at 50%. I'm feeling good.
Jeez, that took you that long to get there, huh?
Yep.
Let's go with this. This is your tiebreaker question.
Come on, easy one.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm finding a good tiebreaker.
Okay, and Brandy, I believe when one of us knows the answer, we just say our name, correct? Is that how we're going to do this?
Oh.
Whoever gets the answer first.
Oh, man. Okay.
50,000. Over 50,000 tickets to see this band are about to be invalidated.
Brandy, I'll give you the shot.
Imagine Dragons.
Oh! Oasis.
Oasis. That is the correct answer. They're saying that 50,000 of the resale tickets, they will invalidate, meaning that they will not be able to be used. You've got to go back to the original purchaser. Well, Brandy, we gave you a tiebreaker, unfortunately for you.
Appreciate it.
Allie did win, and shame, and hopefully you can play again tomorrow. In the meantime, let's give you this on KROQ. Got a good show planned for you.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of nowhere. This is one of the strangest things I've heard in some time. And if it is true, it raises, I don't know what would be darker than a red flag, but it raises a lot more than just red flags.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure how much of this is accurate. How much
I don't know a whole lot of the details.
If this is rumor, if this is speculation, but Omar, I don't think you're aware of this at all yet.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I want your honest, real-time reaction, and I will ask the same from anyone who is listening right now. Jake, the nerd, met somebody on this radio show less than 1 week ago.
No, actually, 1 week ago.
1 week ago, exactly.
Are you celebrating your one-week anniversary?
It's, 1 week ago today, we did a little radio Tinder. He swiped around. He met a girl named Tina. He took her to a concert. They ended up having sex that night.
Twice
in one night. And since then, have you seen each other every day since? Or
no, not every day. Uh-uh.
But a lot of the days.
Yeah, a lot of the days.
So that's kind of the fun part of the new relationship. And everyone knows that feeling, that first week of like, we're getting along and we're banging and everything's great. And then this happened. So go ahead, Jake, because if this is true, I think you got to run fast, man.
Well, yeah, it was a little concerning, but I think because she has a lot of them, it's not that big of a deal, but she got a tattoo for
me. It's genital warts. She's got a lot of them already. What's one more?
Say that again, Jake. She got a tattoo for you.
Yes, she has a lot of tattoos already, and she's like, oh, I want to get a tattoo, you know, for you or to remember you, whatever.
To remember
what is it,
you?
A Magic the Gathering card or something? What is it?
No, it's a...
Is it a tool tattoo?
That'd be pretty cool.
The hymen?
Is it your breasts? Oh, because people, you know, get really big boobs on their biceps and stuff sometimes.
Jake, just a tattoo of diarrhea?
Jake, you guys keep guessing.
It's a lot of, like, you know, underarm sweat that she got tatted on herself.
Before you get into it, like one of the prisoners, there's the teardrop by their eyes, just a bunch of drops by her armpit for Jake. Jake, before you get into what she is... Wait, she got it or she's contemplating getting it?
No, she got it. Oh, she sent me a picture and everything.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. This is a person that you did not know existed 1 week ago. She didn't know you existed. Well, she listened to the show, so you know she knew you were there, but whatever. And now, a week, not even a week, because technically you say today's your 1 week anniversary. You didn't even meet her till way later in the show, yeah. So it's not even really a week yet. She has already gotten a tattoo inspired by you on her body.
Yes.
And you don't think that is... That is alarming?
Terrifying and hugely problematic?
A little bit, but like I said, she has a lot already, so it's not a big deal for her. So if it's not a big deal for her, then it's not a big deal.
Well, no. That's not the issue. The issue is that she got something of that magnitude, that commitment for you. She said, this is for you, like a tribute or something? Like,
yeah.
It was a verbiage she said to you.
Yeah, like a tribute. And let me pick what it was.
Head
for the hills, man.
She told you before she did it, she was going to, or she just popped up and said, hey, look at this. This is inspired by you.
Wow. Oh, yeah. She, like,
you
asked
like
me
it? You like it? Say you like it.
Say you like it. It's forever.
What do you mean you don't like it? I made it for you.
No, she let me pick an idea, and then she went and did it. She went and did it while she was getting another tattoo she already had planned.
Okay, so she seems like somebody who's tatted up regularly. She was getting a new tattoo. She thought, hey, wouldn't it be badass if I texted this guy I'm dating and said, pick a genre, pick something, I'm going to get another choosing?
It's very small. It's like the size of a dime.
Huh.
So she's sitting there. She calls you up. And she says, you inspired me.
No,
here's I'm going to tattoo a brown spotted diarrhea
this
on
this.
This
is getting a little... getting some fecal.
Should be bigger than a dime.
Not right fecal.
Before you tell us what it is, were you honored by that? I mean, that's a big... I think that's the kind of thing that in this particular case seems... premature, but in general, if someone does, and maybe it doesn't mean anything anymore. There was a time when it used to mean something. If someone was going to tattoo your initials on them,
that's true.
That felt like that was a significant way of.
I feel
being,
like initials would be more significant than what this is.
But is this really inspired by you, or is she kind of?
I came up with the idea.
Oh boy!
Oh yikes!
Oh,
is it Enter the Maze tattoo version?
It's going to be it's going to be real. It's like a Squirtle or something like that, or one of those dumb.
Squirtle's Pokemon, man.
Whatever.
Squirtle.
I bet that's what. I was still talking about the poop stuff when I said Squirtle. What is it, Jake?
It is a small purple spiral.
What?
And what does that even mean? And what does that mean, Jake?
Well, purple's my favorite color, and spirals are cool. It's kind of akin to the Fibonacci sequence. And, you know, there's a famous lyric called Spiral Out.
You gotta get your car and drive.
Oh, so
it's kind of like psychedelic adjacent. It's cool.
Remember, like Tool people, they talk to each other and then they're like spiral out.
Oh yeah,
remember?
That's right.
So
no,
Jake,
I don't
you
remember.
Don't. You tuned out all of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I spiraled.
Come on, man.
I spiraled
that's what
right
Matt said to Jake.
I spiraled right out of that conversation.
No. So you're basically forcing you got her into doing a Tool tattoo essentially.
It's not a Tool tattoo. It's just a purple spiral.
But inspired by you.
Yes.
And now when she sees that, where on her body did she get that?
On her neck.
Whoa,
oh,
neck?
Oh, my God, dude.
She already has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, no, I get it, but...
Doesn't matter.
That is
the most vulnerable part of the body to get a tattoo.
And it's also one of the hardest ones to hide unless she's, you know, like one of those comedians from the 80s that wears a necktie to work or something.
And especially, Jake, now when you have sex with her, you're going to have a very clear shot of that tattoo.
That's cool.
While you're having sex. And you're going to, and you're going to be like, okay.
That's right, Omar.
And you're going to be like, is this weird? Is this weird that I'm having sex with this person?
I want to ask Jake how that made you feel because, you know, I mean, you're the one in a relationship. Everybody is different in relationships. How did that make you feel?
At first, I was like, wow, that's a commitment. And then she, like I said, she has a lot of them. I don't think it's a big deal for her. It'd be a way bigger deal for me if I did that. But it made me feel kind of flattered in a way.
Are a lot of the exes just the other tattoos?
That's a good question. I didn't ask.
You pick. And she's just covered head to toe, like it's Pete Davidson.
Giant collage of former guys. I mean, you should look
at spirals on there.
You just are the only one who chose a spiral.
She picked that because Jake.
Everybody else chose like badass tattoos. Yeah. Yeah. And then Jake's is like a little spiral.
A little spiral.
909 says.
Cool.
She picked that because Jake is her downward spiral.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
or nice. Vice versa. Who's spiraling who?
All right. Well, congratulations.
Now you got to return the favor, Jake.
Yeah, I don't.
You got to do a full back piece, bro. Full back piece.
All right, Squirtle for her it is.
We will continue with the show next on K-Rock. Just announced yet again a brand new When We Were Young back in Vegas Saturday, October 18th, 2025. Almost exactly a year to go. And we will get you in later this morning. Also, we will give you the details coming up in a few moments as to how you can join us in studio tomorrow on Halloween to win yourself some tickets to this show. Those details, there's a tease up on the socials now at Klein Alley Show if you want to go get teased. If not, give you the details and come back with your news, and we'll do it all next on K-Rock. Let's get to your news this morning here at K-Rock. Then we'll get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with the details as to how you can join us in studio tomorrow, win yourself some tickets to When We Were Young, just announced next year's lineup in Vegas with the return and the reunion of Panic at the Disco, Blink 182, and more. That's all coming up. But first, this.
Grab your Adderall. No, seriously, grab it. The shortage is real. It's time for ADD News. By the way, if you need any, I know a guy.
So there will be a Game 5 of the World Series. It's tonight in New York. It was not a sweep, and not only are Yankee fans happy about that.
It's the wrong time. That's right. That's exactly right. Still got me excited. I listen.
That's what happened. That's what happened, though.
I tell you, I know.
It did start out that way.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Here we go.
Grand slam.
And then,
I'm from New York. Jeez, us. They brought him back out, huh? More Fat Joe?
Yeah,
they
crazy,
every
man.
Time they win now. Not only are Yankee fans happy that there was a win, the network and the advertisers are happy too, because if the Dodgers had won last night, they would have missed out on $150 million worth of advertising.
Of
so, of course, everyone thinks that there are ulterior motives. It was
everyone
still
says, the fix is in, this
I
is
know.
All, and you know, and to be completely honest, as much as every Dodger fan wants the Dodgers to win and they don't care where they win, there is something when you think of the posters and you think of all of the exciting stuff that we will look at down the line. There is something that everyone, even though, trust me when I say, they want a win is a win. They don't care where it is. There is something that people do want their team to win at home. It's just innate.
So by that theory, they would have to lose again today.
Yeah, they would have to lose again today, and then everyone would start to freak out a little bit, but then they would come back and win in L.A., and that's what people would like. But meanwhile, everyone's convinced the only reason they lost yesterday, Allie, is because you, of course, mushed the team.
Yes, if my calculations are correct, this should be the 1,067th call calling Allie. A f***ing mush! You don't say sweep when you're f***ing about to have a sweep, you dumbass, mushy bitch. For f***ing sake, you went to theater? Don't you know nothing? God damn it, woman.
All right.
Da, 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 da. actually, when I started watching, it was 2-0 Dodgers.
And just so you know.
And right then, they started losing. It's like their best game.
And then a grand slam,
yeah,
by the way. Your power is real.
It is.
Real.
And
Allie
has not watched 1 minute of one game up until last night. And when she turned it on, the Dodgers were up 2-0. And
Freddie
then
Freeman had just hit a home run when I think when I tuned in. It was like right after that. By the way, he's the only person ever to hit home runs in 4 straight games.
Well, you'll stop that.
In a World Series.
Yeah, let's see you.
Should
pretty
I keep
impressive.
Going?
Yeah, let's see you.
Hey, what's up with Freddie Freeman's teeth, Klein? Does he have your kind of teeth? Because that dude's teeth, they are super white and super big. They cannot be real.
I assume, probably, because I lost my teeth because of a baseball as well. I think these guys are probably all, it's like hockey players, baseball players. At some point, you play long enough, you're going to get a ball or a bat to the mouth.
Yeah, but the hockey players like to get those little retainer things with all their teeth in them.
I had that for a while. I could
you
remove,
did?
Oh,
you had
great.
A little tooth retainer?
That was the fun. It was so fun. If someone bothered me or cut me off in traffic, I'd like let my teeth fall out and freak them out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really freak people out.
Halloween is such a great holiday, too, for toothless people.
I know. It's a great one. fingerless people got the fourth, toothless people got Halloween.
Yeah. Why aren't you taking advantage of that? You should just be a toothless person for Halloween every year.
Well, they may. You know, one of them feels a little loose. It could come out before tomorrow night. But I assume he probably got the implants, I would guess. I would think.
Okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
They look like it.
All right. You try to get tickets to a sold-out show. You get them, and you think, oh, God, this is amazing. I'm one of the lucky ones. And then later on, you get an email saying, oopsie, your ticket has been canceled. It no longer exists, and you are back to square one. And this happened to some 50,000 Oasis ticket holders, though it's likely that most of them were just a-hole resellers and not actual fans. But when they originally put, this was for the UK portion of the tour, and when they put the tickets up for sale, there were 1.4 million tickets and 10 million people trying to buy them from 158 different countries. So then obviously they all get bought up, and now 50,000 of those tickets have hit various resale sites for insane amounts of money, and they've been really trying to combat the resale market and trying to make sure that people aren't getting price gouged by, they're like, let us gouge you.
Right.
Don't let the resellers gouge you. So they just decided, you know what? We're going to take all these tickets and just say they're illegitimate. Back to square one. They're going to go back to Ticketmaster. That's where the original tickets are going to be, and you have to start all over.
Well, you know, it's tough because I agree that that's the right thing to do. And as a fan, if you are a fan of a band or a team, the idea of paying 10 times or even four times what a ticket should cost is annoying, and it really does. It's a terrible feeling, but you are the fan, and you've made the decision that to me, to see this band, it's worth me spending $500. Yes, I would have loved to have gotten them at face value at $100, but I didn't.
Now, yeah, but I don't think it's $500. It's like $5,000.
Right, but it doesn't matter, because it just comes down to the fact that the band has decided what their value is and that they're trying to, quote, give it a good fan experience. And yeah, there is a feeling, if I was a band, and this happens for some of the big ones, and Oasis trying to make a point about this, but it really does suck to think so many people are getting, middlemen are getting stupid rich off of our talent and our fans' dedication.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the
just
part
for
that
people who are
them.
Trying to take advantage of the system. All right, you win some, you lose some. I've always found ways to be thrifty with food. I never like to waste a scrap, and I feel like I had a win recently because they just passed that ban on sell-by dates, which I've always said are BS. But today, I take the L, as I like to say, because I've seen mold on bread and I've cut right through it on many occasions, and apparently that's not cool and it's really, really bad for you.
If you see green mold on your bread, never eat it. Some people cut off the moldy parts and eat the seemingly good parts, but this small mistake can be life-threatening. This green mold is actually a fungus. Just like fungus in the forest appears small above the ground but spreads underneath, the fungus on bread spreads throughout the entire loaf.
Ugh.
What you see on the surface is only the reproductive part of the fungus. Don't think that by throwing away one moldy slice, the lower slices are safe to eat.
For f***ing sake, you went to theater? Don't you know nothing? God damn it, woman.
Well said. All set.
I think you can still cut around it, guys.
All right.
Oh, no.
Green mold, green day. We get into a brand new hour of the show next and tell you how you can join us tomorrow in studio here at K-Rock. That's after this.